Blog Talk Radio.
They never even sing to win. And then I'm flexing in the ghost, cause he live on a bimic. You see him in my eyes, ain't no way you can miss. Overwhelmed with the love of God, hug you, probably kiss you. And they gon' say you're different, but Jesus made us different. Bear a whole lot of fruit, so religious people pick it. And we don't get offended, that's a landing strip for devils. We don't compromise or settle, it's the mission, hit the pedal. Every one of us anointed, he just mix it all together. I'm just flexing in the ghost though, ghost though. I'm just flexing in the ghost though, ghost though. Got him asking, did I change? What you think, I stay the same? Got the spirit of the Lord in me, icy in your chain. Got some fire in my bones that my body can't contain. He my GPS system, you can't put me in no lane. I done made it out the streets, and I never been a lame. Got celebrities that jock my style, no we ain't the same. We done threw away the pot, so we never cooking cane. I'm just hoping that you notice when you see me, I'm just flexing in the ghost though, ghost though.
All we say to America is be true to what you said on paper. If I lived in China or even Russia or any totalitarian country, maybe I could understand some of these illegal injunctions. Maybe I could understand the denial of certain basic First Amendment privileges because they haven't committed themselves to that over that. But somewhere I read of the freedom of assembly. Somewhere I read of the freedom of speech. Somewhere I read of the freedom of press. Somewhere I read that the greatness of America is the right to protest far right. So just as I say we aren't going to let any dogs or water hoses turn us around, we aren't going to let any injunction turn us around. Well, I don't know what will happen now. We've got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place. But I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will. And he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over. And I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
What's good, family? It's your boy, Kendall Williams from Virginia Beach, Virginia, and you rocking with Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics and the hottest music known to man. Keep it locked.
Hey, this is Pastor Mac from VA, and you're listening to Candid Convos, the show with the most recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Keep it locked.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Candid Convo crew, it's almost the end of May, y'all, man. We got one more week left. Well, two more weeks, but we got one more Tuesday left in this month before we kick off June with our special list of music. Of course, I got Tavisa Wavy in the bill with me tonight. We got a lot of music on tonight as well, and all we got for the month of June and July. Tavy, how you feeling tonight, sis?
Bro, I'm feeling good, man. I'm just ready. We got a lot of fire coming on tonight.
Down the chimney. Might as well call me KS Santa Claus out this mug. You feel me?
Yes. That part right there.
Amen. Well, we do want to say a big shout out to our, you know, our loyal listeners and, you know, our friends, Word Rat, that's listening live, as well as B Price that just dialed in. Tavy, I didn't get a chance to send this over to you, but I just heard about this shooting down in Texas that took place earlier today. Of course, you was at work. I was at school. And it's facts that, like, 19 people died or, like, 15 people died, and 14 of them were students. These were students between the ages of, well, the grades of, you know, first grade to fourth grade. These are little bitty kids. And including the teacher. So I'm really heartbroken right now. It's a sad, sad situation. They did have a couple reporters down there to, you know, cover the story, what's going on, what the process is, and to, you know, keep people updated. But It happened this morning. A tragedy like this, anytime that there's a shooting or like a mass shooting that takes place anywhere in the world, is never, ever, ever good. I don't care if it's a public shooting at a movie theater or at a school or at a university or at a hospital or at the barbershop, grocery store. I don't care where it takes place. It's never good. And then the gunman was, I want to say the gunman died too. So now we don't know what his motive was. We don't know why he did what he did and who else, you know, was involved. But the young man, if I believe, the young man was, I want to say the reporter said 18 years old. I'm trying to figure out what was his business in the elementary school. Why did he choose that school? Why did he, you know, what was his motive behind this? I don't want to say nonsense, but this, I don't know. It just doesn't make any sense. But I do want to say that we are sending our prayers and our condolences out to each and every parent and each and every family member of the ones that were, you know, shot and killed today. It took place this morning. Tavy, have you heard anything about this? Because I just looked into this like an hour ago. So have you heard about any of this on like your lunch break or anything after you got off work or anything?
Well, basically at the close to the end of my shift, I say close to around five, my coworker, basically she was telling me a little bit about the shooting, but she didn't go into full detail. She just said that, you know, there was a shooting there and about 14 kids or so like that was shot. And I'm like, what? That's crazy. She didn't go into full detail. I didn't even know that the shooter was dead. Like, you know, she didn't even mention that. So there's a lot about that situation I didn't understand. I was like, well, why aren't they shooting people? So it's crazy that it's been back-to-back shootings in different places. You know, they already had one in, was that Chicago? It's just, I don't know. it threw me off because I'm like, okay, I don't understand why this is actually happening. We're getting these back-to-back shootings in different states. And it's just not
because demons are real. That's why we keep on having these incidents and these tragedies, because demons are real.
It is. They're going rapid right now. They're all out there. You just don't know. It's like we got to be aware of our surroundings and stuff. We don't know who's going to snap. Who's going to, you know, somebody just say the wrong thing to them. And they're ready to just go and get their, you know, their ammunition and ready to just fire up a place. They don't care who they hit. And if that means that they got to kill themselves in the end, that's the path that they choose. And it's sad. It's really sad that it has to come to that when there could be another solution to the problem. But that person is so filled with those demons and so whatever it is, it's affecting them to the point where they can't think twice about it. Like, you know, they have to do it. That's something that we really got to, you know, we got to be careful when we're out and about and, you know, just be nice to people and stuff. You don't want to be mean to people and stuff because you don't know what they're going to do. Even if you're out there in traffic or so, just, you know, you just be careful of who you say something to, you know, or who you cut off or so like that because you don't know what they're going to do. But, yeah, I ain't gonna say no more.
Tavy, Word Rat, Iceberg, you know, all the people that I connect with, you guys see how important Tristan is to me. And mm-hmm. if I would have got a call like that from the school, I would be a mess. I would be an absolute mess. I'm really trying to hold back my tears, you know, trying to be professional on the show because my heart goes out to those parents, those grandparents that are, you know, that are supposed to pick up their kid or kids, plural, from mm-hmm. school at the end of the day. And the last thing you ever think about is somebody shooting up a school, let alone your grandchild mm-hmm. or your son or your daughter or in some cases mm-hmm. your adopted child. Being yeah. shot, let alone being killed. My question is, where is the security? Shouldn't security be at the school? I know in some high schools they have, you know, metal detectors before you even get to the lobby. But where is the security? I'm not sure if there's like an amendment for that, but we need to look over the state laws in Texas and find out why. You know, people can just, you know, roam the streets, you know, with their guns and with their permits, but let alone, like, entering the school. We need to, you know, come together and find out how we can stop this senseless act of violence. Because if this could happen, okay, like 2 weeks ago, maybe like a week ago, they shot up a grocery store, killed people in, you know, Buffalo, New York. Here it is a week later, or a week and a half later, they killing students at school. This is during like lunch hour. What was I doing at 11:30 today? Oh, I was taking a group of kids lunch at 11:30. So this happened around the time that I was serving lunch. So I can only imagine what the school was doing, what the students were doing. And it was a beautiful day. And maybe they were, you know, on their way out to the playground because they've been good all morning before lunch or after lunch or whatever. I have so many questions. I have, like, my emotions are, like, 10 right now because I wouldn't even know what to say, and I would have to break, you know, every traffic law to get downtown to where Tristan goes to school if I ever got a phone call like that. So, again, man, our condolences and our hearts goes out to every parent, grandparent, and, you know, foster parent that received this news today about this gunman in Uvalde, Texas, with these 19 people that died today. All of our prayers and our hearts goes out to their families and anybody that was impacted by this. Again, you guys, I know Candid Convos, we usually don't start off the show like this, but on every platform. I just couldn't get away from it for like the past hour. And like I looked into it and I figured, you know, we give a lot of, you know, topics. We talk about a lot of things on the show. So I thought that this, you know, being at the forefront of, you know, every platform, it's only right that we broadcast and give our opinion as well. And if you guys that are listening, if you guys have any, you know, feedback, any, you know, concerns, anything to say to uplift, you know, maybe the families, you can dial in now. The number is 914-205-5471. And again, press the number one key to be live. If not, that's fine. We got plenty of music. Me and Tavy, we're going to rock out. But I just had to get that off my chest because it was unbelievable. 19, 20 people dead, including the, you know, the shooter or whatever. But our prayers and our condolences and our hearts goes out to all of those families that was affected by that tragedy today. I'm not sure if you guys have seen the flyer for Friday or not, but I got two guests on Friday. And I'm going with D-Black and Edify at 9 o'clock. And I'm going to bring up this to them because I know that they're fathers. And I want to know, you know. Anyway, you guys have to tune in Friday to hear how I put this shooting event in the interview on Friday when I interviewed them live. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get into some music, you guys. I know that, you know, like I said, Candid Convos, we usually don't start off like that. But if you guys have any feedback or any, you know, comments or remarks, definitely press number one and, you know, be live on the show. Without any further ado, Tavy, man, we're going to go ahead and kick the show off with the second song of the night. This is none other than Go Ye, something exclusive called Light Show, featuring none other than the homies Brody Da Vinci and BRM. Here it is right here exclusively on Candid Convos, man. Y'all keep it locked, man. We got more to talk about, and we got more music on the way. Without any further ado, Go Ye. Take it up, man. Let's go.
Fight for a Lord, shine on them in the dark. That's a go. The light is shining when I'm with them or without them. The homies say they see a little clear when I'm around them. I seem to be around some demons and some animals that cannot tell the difference between the light of God and flammable. Hey, I'm on the side, he with me. They dance on the side like Giddy. I feel he came here to get me. They don't want no smoke like a chimney. We came from dust, no pixie. Now we walk on water, misty. My ops gon' shoot, they miss me. This car by Brody Da Vinci. Too many of them got no drive, that's aight though. Wouldn't go to battle with them cats, cause they might throw. Then they really standing on the line, so who they fight for? Lord shine on them in the dark, that's a light show. Too many of them got no drive, that's aight though. Wouldn't go to battle with them cats, cause they might throw. Then they really standing on the line, so who they fight for? Lord shine on them in the dark, that's a light show.
Hey, it's Jonathan Woodward, a.k.a. Word Rat from Cincinnati, Ohio, and you are listening to Candid Convos, the show with the recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Keep it locked.
All right, y'all, man, we back again, man. There was Go Ye, something exclusive called Light Show featuring Brody Da Vinci and BRM. And right before the show, he told me that there is no release date announced. So he doesn't know when he's going to release it, but he told me to play it tonight. Tavy, what did you think about that exclusive Go Ye track?
Yeah, that was hot. That was nice. I like that one. Yeah, that's another banger that he has. And I didn't even know he was bringing that on, you know, that it's going to be played until I got the list. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay,
yeah,
it's got
to
be exclusive.
So, not gonna lie, I never know what to expect from Go Ye. I just open up the emails and add them into the playlist. When he sends songs, I just add them into the playlist. I don't even listen to them first. I don't review them. I just put it in rotation because I know it's gonna be straight fire. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed that track called "Light Show" again by Go Ye. He told me himself that there is no release date. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it. If you guys have any feedback about that track, press 1 to be live on the show. And we're going to get into our second topic of the night, which is the last topic, because I recently took a trip to Gary, Indiana, where I'm from, to celebrate my nephew's one-year birthday, his very first birthday. And, Tavy, I did it in style because I rented a Tesla from my good friends over at Adventures Rentals here in Cincinnati. And, Tavy, do you know that because it's an electric car, I didn't have to pay for gas? Oh, my gosh. I wish I would have had some shout music included tonight because I'm about ready to shout and run around the room. Because gas prices are just crazy right now, and they're just going to go up, up, up from here because it's about to be summer. Families are going to be traveling, whatever. Anyway, the homie, Josh and Aaron from Adventures Rentals, they really looked out for me. So I would just want to talk about a little bit of the road trip. So we didn't have to pay for gas. Of course, we had the Model X with the doors, the Falcon Wing doors, and we enjoy every part of the road trip, from charging it to, you know, the Bluetooth sound system to playing games while we charge it, and the fact that we had more than enough room for me, my sister Kenesha, my nephew Juju, my mom, and Tristan. That's five people, including myself, that's six. So we had more than enough room. If you guys are interested, when visiting Cincinnati or when visiting Dayton, Ohio, and you need an electric car or you just want to test it out before you actually buy one, I highly recommend Adventures Rentals. Check out their website in the description of the show. www.adventures is the website, and you can tell them that Elicio, a.k.a. KS, sent you. I promise you, your family, whoever you're going to be with will not be disappointed. When we finally made it to Indiana, it was about 9 o'clock at night. And I did not interview Daylon Oz on Friday. I did talk to him, and I apologized. But when we got there, my sister did not know. Alexis did not know when we was coming, if we was coming. But when she saw the Tesla pull up in the driveway, she came out and she greeted us with a big smile on her face because of the Falcon wing doors. And she got a chance to test drive it when we went to go pick up my nephew's cake from a grocery store. So she got a chance to test drive it. She was waving at people she didn't even know. Oh my gosh. She was talking. If you guys did see the Instagram live video that I did with her, we were listening to Keisha Cole. She was rocking out because the sound system is amazing. And she was saying that when you drive a Tesla, you feel blessed. You can't afford to be mad when you're driving a Tesla. Because, you know, if you do drive cars, with the gas prices, you're trying to get over so you can make it to the gas station. People don't want to let you over, which is where road rage comes in. But when you're driving a Tesla, you can't afford to be mad. You let everybody get in front of you, cut you off and everything because you don't have to go to the gas station. Oh, my gosh. Alexis had me rolling. Oh, my gosh. That what was it, 10 minutes to the grocery store, 15-minute drive? She had me on the flow. Oh, my goodness. Anyway, shout out to Adventures Rentals. They really look out for me. I'm planning on renting a different electric car called the Polestar. I want to say I was told that they were made by Nissan. I've only seen one on their lot, and I haven't seen none in Cincinnati. So just like we play exclusive music here on Candy Convos and on the KS Radio Show, I'm going to be driving something exclusive because nobody else has access to it other than the partners over at Adventures Rentals. My friend DJ from church got a chance to test drive it because he had been researching at the Chicago dealership because they have a Tesla dealership in Chicago, which is, you know, not that far from Gary. And I want to say my brothers-in-law, Alexis's husband's mother's boyfriend, so maybe their grandpa, my niece's grandpa, got a chance to test drive it as well because his Mercedes was in the shop. So I let like three people drive it, and everybody loved it. I loved it. Kanisha drove halfway back. She drove to Indianapolis, so she got a chance to feel the steering wheel, the gas, the brake. She got a chance to experience it as well. So I'm glad that I rented it. No negative reviews. I've already left one on their Facebook page. I plan on leaving another one on their Google page or Google Yelp review, something. I'm waiting on Aaron to send me the link. I might have to give him a call tomorrow. But hands down, thoroughly enjoyed it. For those who are interested in renting an electric car or, you know, just test driving it on the lot or whatever, I would highly recommend it. I was so sad that I had to give the car back, for real. But I definitely enjoyed it. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the photos. The Model X is definitely, you know, top of the line for the Tesla. And it was the biggest, I don't even know if it's a truck or an SUV, but I thoroughly enjoyed it. And when we parked next to other Teslas at the charging station, it was the biggest thing ever. So it's really big on the inside, and it looks big on the outside as well. And the doors are just a plus. I'm really looking forward to, you know, doing more business with Aaron and Josh at Adventures Rentals. And hopefully later on down the line, we will partner with them to, you know, do some advertising with them and for them. Yeah. And that they can find a way to sponsor the show. Because ultimately, that's what it's all about. Putting money in my pocket, put money in their pocket, and making the world go round. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So, Tavy, did you see the pictures? Well, yeah, because I sent you the picture, right?
Yeah, definitely. That was dope.
So what do you think about the Model X? And I know I didn't announce it. I didn't tell nobody. I just, you know, kind of did it like a ninja. out the shadows and I just threw it on social media. Nobody knew anything except for my sister didn't even know. But she was like, "What? You rented a Tesla? I ain't got to drive. Well, I get to save money from gas. Yeah, let me ride with you." So when I sent you the picture, what was your first thoughts?
I mean, then I already knew that you were going to get it because you actually hinted it when I was up there. You didn't tell me that you was going to tell me. So, you know, you was already talking about it. But you didn't get it while I was up there, which sucks, but it's okay, you know. But I was like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, snap. You got the one with the doors up and everything. I'm like, you can't hear him. You riding in style, man. So that was that was how I was thinking. I was like, okay. I ain't even mad at you. I said, I ain't even mad at him about that. So I was like, that's nice. So yeah, wow. I would love to get in one of those. I would love to just sit in there. I can't drive it, but it's okay.
You can press some buttons for me. How about that? You can't drive, but you can definitely press some buttons and experience it. You feel me?
Or maybe I can practice a little bit. Maybe, I just got to have somebody in there because I don't want to, crash into nothing. But, testing. If I am okay with being in a Tesla like that, especially if it's like one of those fast ones, I gotta get used to it,
It's funny that you mentioned fast because it was deadly quick. It was scary quick. I barely pushed the pedal and I was at 45 miles per hour. It was crazy. When you take your foot off of the accelerator, it automatically slows down. So for those who drive cars and you got your driver's license, you guys know sometimes your brakes go out, right? But on the electric cars, it automatically slows down. So that saves you money on, the car battery, the radiator, whatever, the motor, whatever. Because everything is ran off of electricity. Everything is ran off of a battery. So you don't have to worry about, like oil changes, tire rotations or whatever. Any like major things with like gas cars or like hybrid. But with all electric cars, you don't even have to worry about that. You just need to put, the windshield wiper fluid in the compartment and then that's it. And with the Tesla being, so big, it's a trunk in the front and it's a trunk in the back. So you got plenty of room for, travel luggage, kids luggage, whatever it is you're hauling, wherever you're going. You got plenty enough room and you don't even got to pay for gas. You just need to find a charging station. And with some of the older models, the charging station fee could be free, but with the newer models, it could be, a couple dollars. But you ain't got to pay it right then and there. You just pay it whenever. Anyway, if you guys are looking for an all-electric car, I highly recommend them because I'm trying to get back to the regular life because I've been living so luxurious this weekend, and it is a hard transition. So anyway, shout out to Adventures Rentals for looking out for me, and I can't wait to do business with them again. Also, check out their website, which is in the description of the show. Tavia, man, we got to get to some more music, man. We got to get to some more music. I'm going to give you the floor to introduce the next song.
Oh, okay. So, let's see. So, you know what? I don't know if you actually played this one, but let's look into, we got the Son and God Fearing with a new song called Trust.
Amen. Well, we got to trust God, Tavie. We don't do nothing else. We got to trust God. And this is what that song is all about. Brand new joint from the homie Son from Chicago and God Fearing from Columbus. Man, here is Trust right here exclusively and brand new on Candy Combos. Man, y'all keep it locked. We got more coming up next, including an exclusive song by the lovely, very talented Glory Shalom, our good friends and one of our partners. You guys definitely do not want to miss out on that track called Yet I Will. But without any further ado, here is Trust right here on Candid Convos. Y'all keep it locked. We got more on the way. Let's get it. Let's go.
Tell you way too don't kid.
I'm not doing my back, I ain't had no trust in me.
I felt them knives going my back, I ain't had no trust in. They say it's love, but when I'm gone, they throwing slugs in. That pain is deep, they switching up, I ain't had no love in. Turn to the Lord, I learned to trust in.
I felt them scars deep, fake friends and family. It taught me how to love, God turned my pain to peace. Had to learn who to trust, only like two or three. I lost a few homies, but in the end, it's only God and me.
I felt them knives going my back, I ain't had no trust in. They say it's love, but when I'm gone, they throwing slugs in. That pain was deep, they switching up, I ain't had no love in. Turn to the Lord, I learned to trust in.
Now they don't feel me though, been through some seasons, I was all alone. Fake like they real, like they was still a clone. Be getting close, they wanna throw some stones. That's when it hurt, but I ain't gon' let that pain to help you grow. I didn't see fake friends turn enemies. They say they love you and it's jealousy. It's more than life, shorty, it's ministry. G-double-A until they bury me. I'm a real soldier, I've been through them storms. Back was in the walls, but never folded. Came up from the flow, reminiscing on them old days. Ain't in them streets no more. Praying for a peace of mind, I'm preaching like a synagogue. I thought about checking, devil had me, y'all. But that's my past, like a pick and roll. Came with more knives when I picked up that cross. Immune to pain, got plenty battle scars. It made me who I am, I could've been dead without the grace of God. I'm covered by the Lamb. I wake up daily, counting blessings, I've been down before. The devil used the ones you love, especially when they close. You gotta guide your heart and pray, that's what the spirit for. This walk lonely, that's what I learned the most, yeah.
I felt them knives going my back, I ain't had no trust in. They say it's love, but when I'm gone, they throwing slugs in. That pain is deep, they switching up, I ain't had no love in. Turn to the Lord, I learned to trust in.
I felt them scars deep, fake friends and family. It taught me how to love, God turned my pain to peace. Had to learn who to trust, only like two or three. I lost a few homies, but in the end, it's only God and me.
I felt them knives going my back, I ain't had no trust in. They say it's love, but when I'm gone, they throwing slugs in. That pain was deep, they switching up, I ain't had no love in. Turn to the Lord, I'm learning to trust in.
I was raised in them trenches, I don't know who to trust. I don't need nobody's help, I'd rather get it out of mud. I ain't had no problems out here walking, nobody pick me up. Now they see me out here going crazy, they want hit me up. I done had a lot of conversations with the plug. Told them I done changed up all my ways and I ain't gon' sell no drugs. Look up in this world, there's so much hate, I show them God is love. I ain't gon' never see somebody down and I gon' live for love. Keep on praying every day, the devil trying to kill me. I've been through pain in every way, I know somebody feel me. This ain't no game, but it's okay, I keep it fundamental. These demons playing with my gang like we won't come and get them. I need my money in advance, I'ma get set up by my man. And it was only a couple bands, I know my daddy got a plan. You know them scriptures be my weapon, so the Bible in my hand.
I felt them knives going my back, I ain't had no trust in. They say it's love, but when I'm gone, they throwing slugs in. That pain is deep, they switching up, I ain't had no love in. Turn to the Lord, I learned to trust in.
I felt them scars deep, fake friends and family. It taught me how to love, God turned my pain to peace. Had to learn who to trust, only like two or three. I lost a few homies, but in the end, it's only God and me.
I felt them knives going my back, I ain't had no trust in. They say it's love, but when I'm gone, they throwing slugs in. That pain is deep, they switching up, I ain't had no love in. Turn to the Lord, I learned to trust in.
Again, y'all, man, brand new joint from the homie Son and God Fearing. That's that brand new track called Trust. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. I know I did. Shout out to God Fearing for sending it over to me like 2 weeks ago, and I think I played it on the KS Radio Show. I can't remember. But anyway, shout out to the homie for always looking out with his music and looking out for the show. Tavy, is that our first time playing that tonight?
I believe so for tonight, I think that we had played it before, and yeah, but it's still like almost new, so you know, still like new.
Yeah, it's still new. Yeah. I think that's our second time playing it on the show. Anyway, hopefully you guys enjoyed it. We are in our bag tonight because we already played one out of two exclusive songs, and the other exclusive song is going to be by our good friend, partner, very beautiful, very talented, Gloria Shalom, and Tazy. You already know coming down the pipeline because you already know who Gloria Shalom is.
Yeah.
But this new song, I'm trying to tell y'all right now, man. It's like the clouds about to open up, heaven about to open up right now, because we about to go and get into this exclusive track called Yet I Will. I will tell you guys now, Yet I Will, we'll be releasing on all digital platforms this Friday, May 27th. So while I'm talking, add it to your Google Calendar, put it on your refrigerator, slap it on your forehead, write it on your hand. I don't care what you got to do. Just remember, this Friday, Gloria Shalom, Yet I Will, drops this Friday. It will be on all digital platforms, and you guys are about to get an exclusive sneak peek because we're about to play it right now. Tavy, are you ready for this exclusive track?
I'm so ready for this, yes.
Amen. Well, this is the two of two. And this is the second exclusive song of the night. Without any further ado, Gloria Shalom, Yet I Will, exclusively on Convos and coming to the KS Radio Show very, very soon. Yeah, I mean, keep it locked, man. We got more coming up next after this song as well. Mm-hmm. But without any further ado, here's Yet I Will, and hopefully you guys will have some feedback from the topics or from the music we've already played. Without any further ado, Gloria Shalom, Yet I Will, exclusively on Candid Convo. Let's go. Check it out.
I praise you with every breath. purpose. It's supernatural. Nothing out of this world. Out of this world.
Are you looking for impeccable styles and the latest trends in fashion and couture? Then look no further than ShalomChic.com. Hi, this is Gloria Shalom, and I want to personally invite you to ShalomChic.com. ShalomChic.com is an online fashion boutique for women. We specialize in carrying the latest trends in fashion and couture, all at an affordable price. ShalomChic offers a variety of styles for the fashionista in you. Yes, visit us today at ShalomChic.com and let us get you dressed to impress. See you there.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your man, Jay Nib, coming to you right out of Atlanta, Georgia. You are tuned in to Candid Combos. Make sure that you keep it locked right here for all the most recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Don't go nowhere.
Hey, everyone. It's Faith Torres from Cincinnati, Ohio, and you're listening to Candid Combos, the show with the recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Keep it locked.
Hey, this is Pastor Mac from VA, and you're listening to Candid Convos, the show with the most recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Keep it locked.
All right, yeah, man, we back. That was the second exclusive song out of our bag tonight. Came Down the Chimney, Nonstop. Man, that Gloria Shalom, Yet I Will, will be dropping and releasing this Friday, May 27th. I don't know what time she's dropping it, but when you wake up on Friday morning, just go right to Spotify, go right to YouTube, go right to iTunes, and stream, download, and just continue to play it until Jesus returns. Because I promise it's going to bless your day. Every time you play it, you're just going to feel blessed. You're just going to feel it. Ain't that right, Tavy?
Amen. Yeah, that's right.
All right, well, Tavy, since I got you on the show, I got to get your feedback. Mm-hmm. You've heard the Go Ye track, the Light Show track. This is the second one of the night. What are your thoughts now that we just listened to Yet I Will by our good friend, Gloria Shalom?
Like I said, that's a beautiful song. Yeah. You know, and yes, that's a loving, it's like a, you know, it's a song you can like move to the flow with, you know, and I just love it, you know. That's something I would recommend putting on my, that's it, I love it.
So first of all, I play it every Sunday while I'm getting, you know, the mics ready for service on Sundays. Getting the Bluetooth speaker ready so we can, you know, stream outdoors. And for me, it's a powerful reminder of no matter what I'm doing, no matter what the situation is, no matter, you know, how crazy, you know, Tristan's behavior may be, no matter if I got money in the bank or not, I'm still going to trust God. It puts me in the same perspective as Job, when he said, "Yet though he slay me, yet will I trust him." So it puts me in that same mindset, and I can't wait to get Gloria on the show so she can, you know, give us the insight and the inspiration behind what led up to the track, who produced it.
Yeah.
Maybe she might got a music video coming soon. I don't know, but I would love to get her on the show. To, you know, be more in, because I want her to share her heart about, you know, what she's been through that led up to that song, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway,
right.
Yet I Will be releasing this Friday. So put on your calendar, put on your forehead, write on a piece of paper with a marker. I don't care how you get reminded, just remind yourself that Gloria Shalom's Yet I will be releasing this Friday. Tavy, man, are you enjoying yourself tonight so far?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Amen. Well, we got about 9 more minutes left into the show. And again, we played the ShalomChic.com commercial. For those who also want to support Glory in another way outside of her music, you can check out her clothing line, which is called Shalom Chic. And the description has her website in it as well. So click the link. She always has affordable prices for online for women with her fashion boutique online. And, you know, sometimes she has deals, sometimes she doesn't. But every clothing is affordable. And if you look for that special item, never know, you might find it on her website. So do yourself a favor and shop today. Just click the link, browse the website, you know, pick up some merch and support Glory Shalom, as well as her music and her merchandise. You got face masks that go with, you know, matching dresses, pantsuits, you name it, she got it. Jewelry coming soon. I'm just saying, the girl is doing too much and I can't keep up. So anyway, check out ShalomChic.com and, you know, click the link and shop today. Tavy, what is your, I think that was my second song choosing tonight. What's another song that you want to hear tonight, sis?
Well, let's see, we're going to go with something different. So we have Cross Worship with Same God, because he's always the same guy. He doesn't change at all.
Amen. Well, here is some Cincinnati talent for y'all coming down the pipeline again. Like you said, Same God by Cross Worship. This is Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard, some Cincinnati natives that you guys are going to enjoy. And I got an announcement after we play this song. So keep it locked, y'all. We got more Kendrick Combos on the way. Check it out.
Won't be discouraged, even when I'm discouraged. I'll remind my soul of all you've done before. I won't be distracted, even in the distraction. I will trust the one who is greater than the storm. Said I will trust the one who is greater. I'm holding the same God who made a way. It's the same God who's here to stay. Oh,
I won't be shaken, even when I'm shaking. Having done all I can do, I still.
I believe you're working, so I'm not done praying.
is D Black from Baltimore, Maryland, residing in Orlando, Florida, and you are listening to Candid Combos, the show with the recent topics, exclusive guests, and the hottest music on the planet. Keep it locked.
All right, y'all, man. We back again, man. That was Cross Worship with Jillian Ellis and DeMarcus Howard with Same God. And the announcement I want to make is that they actually have a video to that song. So jump on YouTube after Candid Combos. Check out the video, subscribe, hit the notifications button, because they actually have an album or a project that we'll be dropping very, very soon. Shout out to Troy Colbert for, you know, allowing me to play that tonight and, you know, allow me to keep that in rotation.
Thank you.
Great song. Great song.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, with 2 minutes left into the show, we're not going to keep y'all over 10 o'clock. Because I got to get home to watch the Golden State Warriors and the Mavericks game for, is it the Western Conference Finals? I think so. And I think it's 3-0. So Golden State might sweep them tonight. I don't know. I know game three was crazy because Steph Curry hit a no-look three-pointer. It's like he just knew it was going in. So I'm excited to see what he did tonight. Before halftime, after halftime, and I'm going to get home so I can cheer them on to victory. Amen. Amen. So before we get out of here, of course, you guys could follow me on social media at KS Radio Show. That's everywhere, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Tavy, how can people get a hold of you on social media?
Well, we got Instagram. That's at Tavy Sell Wavy, all lower cases. And you have Octavia Jordan, which is my real name on, you know, it's like a business page itself, but you can also know a little bit about my life. Also, Tavy page on Facebook, my artist page. So, yeah. And then
amen. And also for those who, you know, who wanted to donate to the show to keep everything afloat, to make sure that things are paid for, partnerships included. You can send your donations and, you know, you can support us through giving through Cash App, the dollar sign capital ELISEO, capital TORREZ. And if you can't get a hold of me, you can get a hold of Tavy on Cash App as well, which is the dollar sign capital O, capital L, capital J, ORDAN are the lowercase letters. So definitely hit us up. We appreciate all of our sponsors and partnerships, all of you guys that submit music, all of you guys that listen continuously every week and continue to share the flyers. We got a lot of things that's coming up in the month of June as well as July. We got a conference and a concert and a back-to-school carnival that I am preparing for here in Cincinnati. So if you guys, you know, if you guys want to continue to support the show, we thank you in advance. And we can't wait to hear from you guys about what your favorite exclusive song was, Go Ye with Light Show, or was it Glory Shalom with Yet I Will, whatever it is. If you guys enjoyed the show, definitely like us on Facebook, the Candid Combo Radio Show. If you guys need us to send you the link, we can do that as well. But you guys have a great Tuesday night. Take your medicine, go to bed on time, wake up on time, be at work on time tomorrow. And don't forget the KS Radio Show this Friday at 8 o'clock with the homie D Black. It's going to be something legendary at 8 o'clock. And the homie Edify from Grand Rapids, Michigan at 9 o'clock. Another exclusive legendary interview coming down the pipeline as well this Friday. Anyway, we're going to go ahead and get out of here with something brand new from the homie Joe Brown. This is Light in the Darkness. This is his newest track, and we got to be a light in this dark, dark, dark world. Again, all of our condolences and our prayers goes out to those who lost their lives and families of those individuals who lost their lives today in Texas. And if you guys have any feedback, definitely holler at us on the Candid Convo business page on Facebook. And, you know, you can inbox us individually on Instagram to let us know your thoughts and topics we should talk about next. Well, without any further ado, good night. God bless. Keep Jesus first and watch him continue to light your path and do the unthinkable, because he is the God of the impossible. Mm-hmm. And he makes everything possible. So keep him first, you guys. Much love, peace, good night, and God bless. Joe Brown, Light in the Darkness. Good night. God bless.
Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up. Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up. Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up. Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up.
I see the same face on the face when I'm bobbing on the bass. TBAR, praise God, icing on the cake, checking up the juices. Got a mind of a saint. I don't got time, hater, I don't play pranks. Praying for your loved ones, headed to the bank. I'm feeling like Mike now. Any of you okay? Okay, too many capping in the fake. Blake Griffin on the head, one soul for the tank. Heard that they talking with him, not around. Too much Jesus in my song now. Got a big God making big moves. Serving in the king, feeding all the poor. The blessings are real, hit the beating in the truck. Post on the block, hand the Bibles out the trunk. Stepping on the devil head, light it in the up. Army in the sword and the Lord, we going up. Bishop Buccaneer, be minister for Michigan. Atheist and plotting B, yeah, I'm on the road again. No, it's not R&B, I'm praying for many men. Yeah, I know the effigy, I put his word on Instagram. Giving it back to soul again, heaven to make a noise again. Philippians 2 and 10, me, I'm not a feminine. Yeah, I know the truth first, forget it from the word again. Shout out to my loved ones, coming home from the pit.
Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up. Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up. Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up. Light up in the darkness, throw your praises up. Hey, 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 hey.
I was quickly made like the Terminator. Put me up in the game, I'm a dominator. I used to be the boy with the annihilator. Dribble ball down the street like an LA Laker. Now I'm known in the streets for a soul chaser. Cold world like I'm living in Gotham. Not fiction but real when the eyes grin. Devil looking at me, hit me, can I pop him? Lord like, oh no, you can't touch him. Got the blood on me, homie, so my soul is sin. Hey, I was a Gideon, walking millennium. Far from the old school, holiness. I attend, died on the cross and he rose on the third. I went purging my sin, completely I'm whole again. Shout out to Jesus, I love him, no stopping him. Undisputed, undefeated, never lost. Wanna meet him, do you wanna see him? I can dial him up because I have a reason. Yes, he got my back and never out of season. Beat the break of demons, demonstrated singing. My